says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trying.
Central Florida. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is July 17th, 2022. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which I would call fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Share what you have learned. My email address is offthebeatenpath.steve@gmail.com. Our phone lines 512-248-8252. Well, as John Stadtmiller would say, I had a day of remembrance on Thursday. That's the equivalent of a birthday, but John used to say he would never say birthday. It's my remembrance day. So what did I do? I went to the beach. I went to a little beach called New Smyrna Beach. And I thought I'd do some fishing, and I came up empty-handed. I always catch shark. And this is Shark Week on Discovery Channel here, and I caught no sharks. I always catch sharks. Came up empty-handed, nothing. But got some a nice golden tan here. I got sucked in a lot of vitamin D sunshine. And I feel healthy. I do not feel my age at all. I feel great. Glad to be here this weekend. Last weekend, I had a little issue with weather. We had a lot of storms in the evening, and it's probably iffy. I hate to start a broadcast and then get cut off in the middle of it. You lose the momentum, and you think, geez, what did I do that for? You know. But that's the internet for you, and we do get some big storms out here. And we had another one move through about an hour ago. Looks like we're in pretty good shape for a while here, so I don't see any problems for the next 2 hours to complete the show. I a little shock and awe this weekend with my daughter. She calls me to wish me Happy Remembrance Day. And I send her a lot of videos. And I send them because I care. I really do. And I care about my grandchildren. And I'm hoping, that, you know, I give bits and pieces here. And there's a point where you just kind of, you have to give more. You have to be a little more explicit what's going on here. And I said, did you watch the video where Bill Clinton admitted to experimentation on U.S. citizens? Kind of the admitting and apologizing. This was terrible. This is an atrocity. It should have never happened. It happened. And I'm acknowledging it. I'm surprised why they acknowledge this. I know the Freedom of Information Act, but I'm surprised that Bill Clinton acknowledged the atrocity of human experimentation. Talked about informed consent, and none of this was informed consent. Most of this was not informed consent. You don't know the risks, and a lot of people probably died from the radiation poisoning, the tests. He didn't go into off into the Tuskegee syphilis airman experiment. He didn't talk about that. I think that's been discussed by other people. But I said, did you watch the video? And then the one directly after that, where some Indian guy, I don't know who it was, talking about the need to bring down the population. And he didn't actually say it in those words. He actually said, people will have to die. People will have to be killed. They will have to be killed. Amazing. So they're quite, well, they're telling the truth of their plans. It's surprising that they actually were open to bring out this information years and years and years ago, earlier. Actually, the We Must Kill was 2015, I believe. I've got two clips tonight, and I'm going to revisit those clips here. One of them is Bill Gates, a TED speech back in 2010, and TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. It's a short clip. I had another one I can't find from Greg Reese. It's a lot more extensive, also has Alex Newman talking about some things. I'll see if I can hunt that one down at a later time, and that's definitely a good video to play the audio on that. After that, I wanted to play a clip from Glenn Beck talking about COVID going back to the year 2015. Are you serious, 2015, Steve? Yeah, 2015. It's been around that long? Yeah, it has, because this is a plandemic. Repeat that myself. This is a plandemic. So we'll play that second clip. It'll definitely complement the 2000 TED speech from Bill Gates here. And we'll definitely do that. But I shocked her, a little shock and awe. I don't mean to scare her. I simply want her to understand what is going on here about these planned food shortages, these protein shortages, all these things, 10,000 dead cows that all die at the same time. What are the odds of that happening? Zero. Not all your cows, 10,000, are going to drop dead at the same time. It's not going to happen unless it's by design. My guess is the water was poisoned. I think Murr sent me something about a river that was shut off a water source, then was opened back up, and then they all suddenly died. So somebody probably poisoned the water source. This is all by design. The 96 at the time, what, 2 weeks ago, 96 warehouses, mysterious fires that just burn up warehouses with stored up supplies. That's all by accident? No, that's all planned out. So I'm telling you all these things here. And I can, she's getting kind of silent. I can tell she's kind of freaking right now. She's like, oh, Dad. So I tell her, relax here for a second. Think about what I'm telling you here. This is what you need to do. Food storage. Should have been doing this long ago. I've been talking about food storage since 2017. I've been talking about it. People, store up your food, your water. Have a generator. Certain things you need to do. I've been talking about this since 2017. Do I practice what I preach? Yeah, damn right I do. I practice what I preach. I'm going to ride this out. I'm going to ride this storm out, and I'm going to be a survivor. And then I'm coming after you. You bastards with your genocide agendas. I'm coming after you. We're all coming after you. You will not be able to hide. You fear us? You should fear us. Because we're coming after you. You Nazis, you Hitlers, we're coming after you. Going after our children, we are coming after you. There'd be no place to hide. The world is on notice. We've all figured it out. Most of us figured it out long ago. I figured it out from day one. I knew this was a scam. I knew it was. With my medical background, I knew right away this was a scam. I'm disappointed in my colleagues who stood silently and said nothing. They forgot their oath, the Hippocratic oath. Do no harm. Where were you? You cowards. My relationship has changed. It has changed. I have no respect for you. I have very few friends. I have very few friends because of this. You know what? I'd rather be alone than to be in the company of cowards. I despise you people, you cowards. You people in the medical profession. I despise you. Your day will come also. I'm hoping when this thing comes tumbling down and you can no longer hide the bodies, and it's so obvious what we've done, what has happened to bring death, you cannot deny this. They're coming for you. You're going to be sued. You're going to lose it all because you didn't take a stand from the very beginning to protect your patients. Do no harm. You cowards are coming for you too. They're coming for you too. So all the best I can do is tell her, prepare food, invest in lead, invest in brass. Understand that in famine, in other third world countries, we've seen famine before. There is no Christianity when people are hungry. There is no love thy neighbor, love thy brother. That all goes out the window. Starving people don't care about religion. That doesn't feed the soul. That doesn't feed the belly. They think for themselves. They become savages. They become killers. They'll say, well, it's survival of the fittest. It's Darwinism. Christianity will be out, will go out the window. It's gone. Forget about, oh, they're good neighbors, and I know they would. If they know you have it, and they think you have too much, they'll come for it. You are going to have to defend what you have. So whatever you do have, don't boast about it. Don't tell everybody in the world. Don't let it. Just you play the game also of that you have very little, not enough really to share with anybody. You're just getting by. Because if you lead on that you have more and you've done the homework and you've got the storage, they will come. They will come and take. And you'll have very little for yourself, probably. Because I don't know. I can't tell you how long this is going to last. I can't tell you how much time down the road here. How long will the famine last? I'm hoping a lot of people did make the effort to do a garden of some sort. Learn about canning. I learned about canning years ago. Canning. I don't know why they call it canning. It goes in jars anyway. But the point is, you could store food for a long time, many years, if you do it right. Should be doing all this stuff. Saving your seeds. I save all my seeds. I share seeds with friends. It turns out my seeds have become gold. But I have very few friends. Like one friend who's into what I'm into, understands what's going on. I share my seeds with her. And that's it. She's my only one friend. She understands what's going on here with the shots and everything. She gets it. And she's been starting her own garden, and she's got plants, tomato plants in pots, and she's got everything going because she doesn't have a lot of land, but she knows how to utilize what she has, and she's doing a damn good job. Proud of her. So what I understood that she understands what I'm talking about here, and she's trying to make it through also. I'm happy to share the knowledge. I'm happy to share the seeds. But if you know, think about it here. I have a ton of seeds. I really do. All labeled and dated, so I know how old they are. No, non-GMO. Non-GMO, of course. But it's amazing. One plant, one fruit, one vegetable from a plant here will have at least 200 seeds or more. So when God created the earth, he made sure that we could nourish ourselves by the one fruit I've picked off my vine there, whatever. I've got an example, a green bell pepper. I cut out the webbing, the membranes in the middle, and all the seeds come out, and I let them sit there and dry, and I package them up and date it. Over 200 seeds from one vegetable. One bell pepper, over 200 seeds. Pretty brilliant, isn't it? God, to feed the planet, to feed the world, we have one vegetable, one pepper that can give me 200 individual plants, which will give you several peppers per plant. Pretty amazing. It's genius. It's genius. We can feed ourselves. Despite if we have 8 billion people on this planet or we have 9 billion people on this planet, we have the ability and the means to feed ourselves. Well, they're trying to erase that, some of that stuff. They're trying to take it away. Dead cows, dead chickens, one chicken with COVID. I don't know how you check a chicken for COVID. You stick the swab in my nose and I'm pulling back on this doesn't feel good. How'd you do the chicken? How'd you check the chicken? And how do you even know, really? Why'd you pick that one chicken? If they're all asymptomatic, well, how did you pick the one chicken that happened to have COVID and then decide this chicken has COVID, so I'm going to slaughter 5.5 million chickens because one chicken has COVID on a faulty PCR test? So let's get rid of 5.5 million chickens. Let's get rid of egg production here. We'll kill off the egg producers. Eggs now, $14.44 for 5 dozen. $3.44, I think, for 18 dozen and a half eggs the other day at Wally World. Taking the protein out of circulation. Not by accident. This is all very purposeful. Burning warehouses down that store food by design. Purposeful. So the clip, I think we're coming up on a break here any second here. You know what, Sam, let's forget this break. And let's just play the Bill Gates February 2010 TED speech, the technology, entertainment, and design speech, where he talks about the planet heating up, global warming. And who's responsible? Well, yeah, you are. People are the greatest contributors to CO2 on the planet here, and we got to do something about that. Well, Sam, go ahead and play that clip. Bill Gates, TED speech, February 2010. You are the problem. Sam, are you there? There's no audio? Yep.
26 billion tons. For each American, it's about 20 tons. For people in poor countries, it's less than 1 ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. Do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We could lower the population by 10 or 15% through vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services for women. What does that actually mean? Well, we just got done having the Supreme Court overturn Roe versus Wade. So guess what that means? Sterilization, part of it, by a vaccine, and which he's already done in South Africa, and abortion. So they're pro-abortion. Bill Gates and his followers, these people are pro-abortion and they're pro-sterilization. And that's exactly what we're going to be seeing with these vaccines. And we know already that there are problems with fertility rates. Sperm rates are going down. Women are having miscarriages. They're having dysmenorrhea. They're having serious bleeding issues after taking the shots. And the unvaxxed aren't having this problem, but the vaxxed or the jabbed, let's just say jabbed, are having these issues. So we are going to see a reduction in the world's population. By these people who've taken one jab, two jab, several jabs, and the boosters, they are SOL here. I don't know how to cleanse the body from an experimental gene therapy that's gone down and tweaked your DNA. I have no idea. I don't think anybody has an idea other than to say abstinence. Don't do it from the first. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't take it. It's too late for some. It's too late. You are going to see a drastic reduction in population. You are. You're going to see a big drop in teen pregnancy. They're not responsible now. They've never been responsible. They're still screwing off, watching MTV, doing drugs. Same ones who, I want the right to kill my fetus. Because they're too damn stupid to use any kind of form of birth control and prevent the situation from the very beginning. They want their rights. That's not reproductive rights. That's killing. So using vaccines to bring down the world's population, how could that possibly be? Well, that could be through sterilization also. That could be what we have now, experimental messenger RNA, to change your DNA, to flip on switches of genes, disease genes that are dormant, sitting there waiting. Would probably come out maybe at 75, maybe 70 years old, possibly the Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's, maybe cancer, I don't know. But they're flipping on the switches early. I can't tell you how many people do I know, and how many people are coming in the hospital right now. Young people are coming in with myocarditis, heart problems, cancers are on the rise. I see it. My wife comes back and reports it to me also. My hospital, guess what's going on here? We're seeing more cancer, younger cancers than I've ever seen before in my life. This is no accident. It's a big screw-up to reveal this information, this video, back in 2010. I don't think Bill Gates ever thought that somebody's going to come back and say, oh, geez, Yeah, you really do mean about taking people out, don't you? Decreasing the world's population. Because vaccines, on the other hand, should improve our quality of life, and we probably should get longer lives, but you're talking about using a vaccine to bring down the world's population, which means it's got to be either through turning on switches, diseases, killing people off, or sterilization, one or the other. I had this argument. We had a 4th of July party many, many years ago back in California. We used to have a big street party, 4th of July, back when we were kind of free. You know, we could do some things. We didn't have all this garbage going on here. We still, yes, we had 9/11 and all TSA and the Homeland Security crap. But we could, you know, we didn't feel it like we do now. Like every time I turn around, I feel like I'm being watched. We don't have the freedoms we used to have, especially in travel. You can really see it there. You feel like you just feel like you're definitely in a communist country right now. So this neighbor, he's a retired oncologist. I'm talking about things I talk about on the radio here. And I give him a clip here. I have it on my phone. And I said, watch this. And he watches it. And he said, oh, you're taking this too literally. He doesn't mean that. I said, well, sure he does. I said, how else can you take this? You either bring down the population through disease and death or sterilization. There's no mistake about this. This guy's a very computer, brainy, nerdy, smarty kind of guy. So don't tell me he misspoke. That's exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about the equation. CO2 equals people times services times energy. Times CO2 per unit energy, the formula, his formula. If we do a good job with new vaccines and reproductive health care, we can bring down the population by 10 or 15%. My relationship changed with the doctor and his wife, retired nurse. She actually worked oncology. Relationship changed. He looked at me like I was a kook. He called me about a year ago, and he said to me a year ago, he said to me, you were right about Bill Gates. You were right. I'm wrong. You're right. This is a depopulation. He understands. He actually remembers what he learned in med school, and he must have caught the fraud. And then he started to think about the clip and people he's seeing now with different diseases and cancers that are coming forward now after being shot up with this poison. And he realizes this is all purposeful. The burning down of the warehouses, all purposeful. The forest fires in California, all purposeful. All part of Agenda 2030. He finally now realizes my next door neighbor, Steve, was not a whacked out guy. He's not a wacko. He got it right. I got it wrong. He left California, moved to Southern California, where he fought the illegals and realized this is a mistake. What did I come down here for? Packed up, moved to Tennessee. And now last I heard just a couple days ago, he's now moved down to South Florida. God's waiting room. Oh, we got more to say. We got a lot of stuff going on tonight. We're going to talk a little economics. We're going to come back. We'll do the clip from Glenn Beck here, talking about COVID going back to 2015. We'll be talking about some patents. Stay tuned. Steve Elkins on a Sunday night. This is Off the Beaten Path. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much. seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendabite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendabite today, go to extendabite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Back to that clip again. Let's talk about the equation here a little bit here. CO2 equals P, which stands for people, S times S, services per person, times E, energy per service, and C, the CO2 per unit energy. He wants to bring down the CO2 level down to near zero, down to zero. This shows you how non-science this idiot, this nerd really is, who should probably stay with his computers, but he didn't do a very good job of that also, is that you need CO2 in the environment. Plant life requires CO2. You know, it does this amazing thing. It takes it in, and it makes oxygen. We need more plant life to take it in. Without the CO2, plant life doesn't exist. It dies off. Maybe that's what's going on with these forest fires, but that's part of the agenda with Agenda 2030 of the sustainability, or removing you from these places you shouldn't be living there anyway, and forcing you into the center for better control, for better observance, for better surveillance. That's exactly what's happening in California right now. These fires are going to continue. They already started right around Yosemite. They're going to continue. They are going to burn thousands and thousands and thousands of acres, and they're going to force people out of areas, and they're not going to let you come back. They're not going to let you come back. All by design, all purposeful. So he wants to bring down the CO2 down to zero. You can't do this. That's how stupid this moron really is. He doesn't know science. He's a nerdy looking guy. He puts on a lab coat, no degrees whatsoever. You know, Hitler was kind of a nerdy looking guy too, wasn't he? And they got something in common with Fauci. Two nerdy looking guys wearing lab coats who are trying to kill people, genocide. Recently, Bill Gates bought 2,100 acres of farmland in Montana, $13.5 million. It's pretty cheap for 2,100 acres. He's the largest single farmer landholder in the United States at 269,000 acres. What's he going to do with all that land? Is he actually going to farm it? Is he going to help prevent the famine? Is he going to bring back food? Who could force him to? He could say, you know, I'm not going to farm the land at all. I'm just going to hold 269,000 acres and do nothing with it. Now let's factor in also the foreign land, farmland ownership in this country here at looking at what, 3.52 million acres. That's right. Did I say it? 3.52 million acres of land, farmland, is foreign owned, much of it from China. Jeez, we can't fight China. They make everything and they own our farmland. How crazy is this to make China the enemy? Let's put some more sanctions on them. All by design, people, all by design. In the coming weeks, economic forecasters are talking. In the coming weeks, they theorize, I don't know how they know that, it is coming. I just can't tell you when the economic collapse is coming. It either will coincide with some kind of military action to assist Ukraine against the evil, evil Russians. And that'll be the timing for a full-blown economic collapse. Now, I've been watching the markets for the last week. Man, like a roller coaster. Especially the Baltic Dry Index. I can't find any rationale and understanding. I'd love to hear this financial hack wizard, Jim Cramer, explain how you can have the ports backed up, ships in the harbor, loaded with tons of goods to bring in, no trucks to unload them to because of these environmental laws in California here, but the ships just stacking up, the shelves becoming bare, and you're telling me that businesses, corporations are sending in new orders for products when they haven't received their first order yet. So how is this possible? Why would the Baltic Dry Index continue to go up if they haven't received their orders yet and you have a backup? It's not going to happen. It's not feasible. It's impossible. Which tells you that the Baltic Dry Index number is a manipulated false number. It has no meaning. It does not has no reflection on global merchandise orders. None whatsoever. It's another falsified number, just like Wall Street numbers are falsified, except they're falsified by our tax dollars, quantitative easing, and plunge protection. They keep the markets up by infusing your money to keep it stable. They keep you vested in the markets. The major Ponzi scheme here is what we got going on here. Believe in the markets. Stay in the markets. There's a future. Hollyweird has really bought into all this Bill Gates and the planet heating up stuff too. I saw a commercial the other day with Hollyweird, Nicole Kidman. I used to like her, kind of. She's talking about eating GMO foods and, get this, eating bugs. We no longer eat protein beef. We don't eat natural animal protein. We'll eat bugs in GMO plants. Well, what do you expect from a woman who was married to the wacko, egomaniac, maverick Tom Cruise? Amazing. eat bugs. Can you imagine that? No, not going to imagine that. But that's exactly what we're talking about here. Bill Gates has been talking about synthetic beef. We should all be eating synthetic beef. No, 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 no. That's Frankenscience. There's a reason why there's animal life on the planet here. There's a reason why there's cows and there's sheep and pigs on the planet. Not for pets. We're supposed to eat these things. And you may not agree with me on this. You may say, well, I like vegetarian. Yeah, I like a good salad, too. But I like meat in my salad once in a while, too. You know, your choice. But what's happening now is pulling protein out of our dietary, and that's all purposeful to affect our immune systems, to weaken our immune systems. I don't know what's going to happen. I assume that something's going to be released before the November midterms, to be honest with you. I theorize. I got this funny feeling. Well, they've got Omicron, 0.4, BA.4, Omicron, BA.5. You know, it's still there. They won't let this thing go. They're going to whip up something new. The monkeypox really thing isn't really working. But they're still trying to hammer that at you. Monkeypox. Oh, my God, monkeypox. Nobody dies of monkeypox. Self-limiting. About 3 weeks and you're back to normal. You may have some scarring from the monkeypox itself, but nobody's dying from it. But they got the homosexual community in San Francisco. They're all up in arms. Oh, my God. Not only do we have to worry about AIDS, we have to worry about monkeypox. Well, you know, how about just kicking back? How about no one-on-one for a while? Can you handle that? Can you handle no one-on-one? If you're so worried about all this stuff, oh, well, you don't use condoms either, because that's why we still got a problem with HIV and AIDS. No, it's not natural. Yeah. Enjoy your natural AIDS. But, can you pull back from the one-on-one for a while until this whole monkeypox thing goes away? Can you do that? No, can't do that. Can't do that. Impossible to do. So, there you go. I'm not worried about monkeypox. Are you worried about monkeypox? I'm not. I'm just flat out not worried about monkeypox. We got a phone call coming in here. Let's talk to Rhonda in Missouri. Welcome, Rhonda.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a good week. It's been a good week for me. Yeah.
I have a question relating to the medical aspect of something. So,
sure.
I'm going to ask you the question, and then I'm going to ask you what you would do. But if somebody came to the doctor, went to the doctor for dizziness and elevated liver enzymes, what would you think? What would you think that was?
You say dizziness and elevated liver enzymes?
Uh-huh.
How about your kidneys? Your kidneys all right?
Well, it's not me. It's my nephew's girlfriend. She's in her late 20s. She did get the shot.
Well, we're seeing the abnormalities in the liver and spleen with the shot. I would find that very suspicious. Does she have any bleeding abnormalities? Any kind of bruising? Any problems with bruising or bleeding problems?
Not that I'm aware of, but she went to the doctor, and ironically, are you familiar with Lexapro?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so she's getting ready to get married here in October to my nephew, and so she's not depressed. It says it's an active ingredient used in depression.
Right.
And the other thing was, it says it's ironic that it says, this is just doing a Google search, but dizziness is found among people who take Lexapro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but does it say it boosts your liver enzymes? Does it say that? Does it say hepatic toxic?
I don't know if it affects the kidneys or the liver at all, but I didn't look into that part because that was the prescription she was given to fix her dizziness. But it says here it's
They gave her Lexapro to fix the dizziness?
Yes. I think I could be a better doctor than this guy, but
I don't think he's addressing. He's not addressing, and there must be more labs to look at. I'd like to see more labs, but dizziness.
Yeah, my first thought was, unfortunately, she got the shot. She's getting ready.
How long ago did she get the shot? How long ago?
A little over a year ago.
Okay.
So, yep, she's one of those people who are highly educated and easily duped. My nephew would have never done it, but she made him get it too.
I'm amazed.
Well, hopefully we don't have to, I don't know. I mean, she's overweight anyway, good grief, but, you know, so she could have fatty liver, but I was just wondering what you would suggest if somebody came in or a doctor you work with dizziness and elevation.
You know, I would be curious to do a physical deep penetration palpation of the abdomen to see if is there tenderness in that area. Is the liver extended? Is it a bigger liver? Is it hepatomegaly? Is it bigger than normal?
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I would be interested because you can palpate the liver. You reach down deep there, and you can actually go to the side there, and you can actually palpate down. You say, I feel the liver. Here's the liver. And you can tell if it's bigger than it normally should be. And at that point in time, I would be very, very suspicious. Now that you tell me this, she's taking the shot, I would do probably a CT of the abdomen, and I'd like to see what the liver looks like. Look also at the common bile duct. And just look at the GI, the gut itself, and see what the gut looks like. I'd love to see what the liver looks like. I'd be curious.
Yeah, she also, on a side note, she has PCOS, so that's totally unrelated. But I was just shocked. I'm like, can you guys not give somebody a pill that dizziness that causes dizziness? The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So
no, it happens quite often. If you watch TV and you see the commercials, I just don't know. Most of the drugs I see on TV, they're crap. They're just flat out crap. And they spent so much money on research and development that they've probably paid into some account to saying for lawsuits when it turns out something bad happens from the drug. They'll pay out, but they'll still make a cash cow out of the drug itself. These drugs are terrible. Some of these drugs are just terrible. Yeah, you have this symptomology, and you take this to get rid of that symptomology, and it gives you the same symptomology and probably others.
Right.
So really, it's just a crap drug.
Yeah.
But they're still on the market, and I have a friend who mentioned that. Recently, they had somebody take the COVID shot. And, how can you talk people out of it? When they get it in their head, they're saying, yeah, I'm going to take it. But they're believing the TV. The TV has done a great job. I went to Orange County a couple of days ago. Orange County has a guy named Mayor Demings. He put out a major fear porn program of social distancing, isolation, mask wearing. Vaccines, get the vaccines. They're safe and effective. He put out a major, major advertising plan for this agenda here.
Yeah.
He's in definitely against our doctor, not our doctor, but our governor, Ron DeSantis, has been really after this guy here. This is bad blood here between these two. But I went out there, and this has been a while since I've been to Orlando area. It's probably been a year since I've been to Orlando, and I still see the masks. I see more masks in Orlando area than I've ever seen. And I said to my wife, I said, you know what? That brainwashing campaign from Mayor Demings was successful. These people are still wearing the masks. They look scared. I saw a guy wearing a face shield and masks everywhere. And I thought, wow, that was a successful campaign of fear porn. Because these people cannot take off the mask. They can't take it off. And I get a kick out of the ones who can't even wear the mask correctly. They'll wear it over their mouth and their nose is exposed. It's amazing. And I don't even waste time. I love to say to somebody, why are you wearing it? And give them the education, but I know I'm wasting my time. They look at me, I'm the kook. I'm going by what the TV says. The TV is not wrong. It's on TV. It must be true. The mainstream media news.
Well, you had said that's what you would do. You would take tests to see if, you know, the abdomen was messed up. And but is that just you, Steve? Because you're not your typical person to you do things differently than the other people that you work with.
I would say if you go into an ER and your liver enzymes are up, they do some labs, and if your liver enzymes up, hepatic toxic, there's something that caused your liver enzymes to go up. And if I palpate your abdomen and I feel your liver and your liver seems a bit large, I'm going to do a KUB, kidney, urinary, bladder. I'm going to check it, do a CT of your abdomen probably. And I want to see what your liver looks like. And I want to check out your common bile duct. And then I'll take it from there.
Okay, I'm going to have to call them and tell them, because I told them after they took the shot, I didn't think they would. I actually mentioned not to do it, but they did it anyway. Yeah. And I said, you know, I respect more people more if they actually look into it. But they're like, no, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know. She doesn't care to know. She doesn't look it up. So I'm going to tell her that Lexapro causes dizziness, and she should go back to her doctor and have that, what you just said, done.
Do you think she's going to take more shots in the future, or is she done?
Oh, she probably did a booster. We're all too afraid to ask her.
Oh, I'd ask her.
Afraid to ask her.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, she's singing her own tune there, and I'm sure she's got my nephew involved with whatever she's doing, but, you know, hopefully they'll be able to get married before anything bad happens. And anyways, I don't think medications are a good idea. I think she needs to go into it further, like you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a good night.
Yeah, you got it, Rhonda.
Okay, bye.
I'd like to see the rest of the labs, though, besides just the liver enzymes. I'd like to see what the kidneys look like. Your BUN and creatinine. I'd like to see. There's sometimes there's a association. There's some other problems going on. I'd like to see those. Take a look at them. A clip I found the other day. I can't remember who sent it to me. Child-size coffins. Orders are up. For some reason, the child-size coffins are in demand. Certain organizations are putting in orders. We need more. We need more. Production up. Now that we know that they're trying to jab the five-month-old to the teenagers, I'm very suspicious to hear about this. Child-sized coffins are, the orders are up. What's coming? What is coming? If it's not autism, it's going to be death. How are you going to cover that up? Are you going to say the five-month-old took the shot, went to bed, died, and they'll call it SIDS? Sudden infant death? Is that what's going to happen here? Good possibility. You can't say sudden adult death syndrome. Teenagers, they can fall into that category. I don't know where can they finally draw the line on this as far as the SAD, sudden adult death syndrome? I try to pull that on the teenage years, early 20s. I think, see, they can do that. The teenagers, what are they going to pull that SADS out? At what age are they going to start saying, well, we've got SIDS at 9 years old. We got SIDS. They just go to bed and they don't wake up. How far will they extend that age group to cover SIDS? And if they actually did have the guts to say an 8-year-old goes to bed and doesn't wake up and they call it SIDS, they're going to have to rechange. They're going to have to change the whole acronym here to something else. It doesn't fit. I'm sure they've only thought that through. Do you know, I thought about with this whole Great Reset, we're gonna call it the Great Reject because we're not going to accept it. We're going to push back hard as we can on this whole thing. But the globalists, the money changers, the people that have the control, you have the money, you control the world. These are the ones that are behind this, the Klaus Schwabs, people like that. So if they do the Great Reset and they're successful and they bring down the world's population to what, let's say what the Georgia Guidestones was written on the tablet there, the marble, 500 million people, to bring it down to 500 million people, and they restart the population off with themselves, the elites, to be the ones to start the ball rolling on procreation. Will they finally release and reveal all those real, and I say real, cures for diseases that really do exist? The cure for cancer. These people want to live forever. We can't let you bottom feeders have cures for cancer. So all these cures, all these years and years and years and years of labs and going through the research and looking for cures and everything, and they say we never found a cure for anything. We have no cures for anything. But in all reality, they really have cures for diseases. They simply shelve them because that doesn't go hand in hand with the depopulation. They want people to die early. They don't want population. They want to depopulate the world. So they shelve all these cures that they've had for the last 7,500 years. We have cures. Yeah, we got a cure for that. They pull them out, and it will benefit this elite population who will procreate and start the world over again. Just a theory I had. Just a theory. I know those cures. I know they're cures. I'm 100% positive there are cures. They just have never been released. They are shelved. They're not for us. They're for the special elites only. There's the music, second hour coming up, and your phone calls, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252, second hour coming up. Steve Elkins, Sunday night. And this is Off the Beaten Path.
Seraphine with today's Liberty Minute. Every time some psychopath goes out and shoots multiple people, half the country screams for more gun control. I have some questions. How is it that so many of the mass shooters have had multiple encounters with police and or the FBI, yet still get the guns to commit these horrible crimes? Maybe we need to enforce lying on the background check paperwork. That is a felony that is rarely prosecuted. Is there any oversight for the companies and groups that are required to report to the National Instant Background Check System? Maybe antipsychotic medication should be a disqualifying condition for gun ownership. In short, rather than making it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights, how about we focus on psychopath control? Support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, see this possum parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.